Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new section, Babu Karamati al-Awliya'i wa Fadlihim, the chapter on the miracles of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Awliya'ullah, the Waliyullah that we know them as, the chapter on the virtue and the miracles of the Awliya'ullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is meant by Awliya? Awliya is the plural of Wali, and it refers to a believer who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has two things in him. One is he is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second thing is he refrains from those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is engaged in those things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he refrains from those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are five types of actions that are contrary to normal practices, normal day-to-day practices, events. There are five types. Now, from among these five types, it is explained here that what each one constitutes and which one refers to which type of person as far as the supernatural acts are concerned. And remember something, when it comes to supernatural acts, then it is not a gauge of the piety of a person, the supernatural acts. In fact, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that even these non-Muslims also, through practice and through continuous exercises, they are able to do certain supernatural acts. The supernatural acts is not a gauge to see how pious a person is. In fact, when Dajjal will come, he will do a lot of supernatural acts. And many people will get carried away by the supernatural acts, thinking him to be somebody great, thinking him to be God, thinking him to be Allah, wa na'udhu billah. So it is not a sign of a piety of a person. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such, it makes it apparent that the certain events or certain karamat of the awliya become apparent, so that we can benefit and we can take some type of solace from the fact that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is assisting these type of person. For example, a pious person will make tawaf. So many incidents here like this. Person will make tawaf between Asr and Maghrib. He'll start tilawat of Quran, and by the time the Maghrib Azan is going, he finishes the whole Quran. Now we know between Asr and Maghrib, such a short time, but sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands the time for them. And like that, there are many examples. Person wants to go for Hajj, and there's no arrangement for Hajj, and suddenly something will happen, Allah Pak will make it such that now this person will be able to go for Hajj. From where the visa will come, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how the arrangements went, and suddenly, and many things would have gone abnormally wrong for others, but for this person, things would work out perfectly. These are the signs of the karamat of the awliya. So the first thing to remember is not necessarily a gauge of any person's piety, or it's not a gauge of the fact that a person cannot do any supernatural acts. It means that he doesn't have any type of piety. This is not a gauge at all. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it apparent so that we can see and we can benefit. So the first type of supernatural act is known as irhas. Irhas is where a supernatural act of a messenger before he is given nubuwat. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before he was given nubuwat, the clouds would come to shade Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would follow him and they would give him shade. So this now in itself is known as irhas. That before nubuwat, the supernatural acts and feats that happen as far as a Nabi is concerned. Isa alayhi salam, you know that he also spoke in the cradle. He said, Inni Abdullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it say, Allah Pak made it say, such that the first words he said in the cradle, you know, we know a baby can't speak. In the cradle he said, Inni Abdullah. They were saying that he is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to refute what he's saying, no, I am the servant of Allah. The next thing is mu'jiza. Mu'jiza are the supernatural acts of a Nabi. So what actions a Nabi does in his lifetime, this is known as a mu'jiza. The next, the third is karamat. Karamat are the supernatural actions done by the pious, done by the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are known as karamat. Then you get ma'unat. Ma'unat are supernatural acts done by any believer. In other words, not a special wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but any general believer that does or is able to do these actions or receives the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the outside. Ma'unat actually means assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any believer sometimes will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist him in some unique way, in some strange way. Allah Pak will make things work out for him. This is known as ma'unat. The next, the fifth form is known as mahunat or ihanat. This is where a sinful person, as I mentioned, people that disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people who falsely claim, make false claims, etc., as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also sometimes allows them to do these things. This is known as mahunat and ihanat. it is mentioned of Musaylama Kazzab that he would claim that he was the Nabi, wa na'udhu billah, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would claim. So he wanted to spit in a well to show the people that how this well, the water of the well would increase. But when he spat in that well completely dried up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that that well completely dried up. So these are the different types of supernatural acts of the awliya. So this chapter here, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought to show us that these things are haq and these things are 100% true. So he brings a few ayat of Quran. Today we'll do the ayat of Quran and tomorrow we'll start with the ahadith. Allah Pak says, قال الله تعالى على إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. Allah Pak says that behold, verily the friends of Allah, the awliya Allah, they shall not fear nor shall they grieve. We know that when a person is about to pass away, two conditions come upon a person normally. One is that fear, that what is going to happen to me? The whole stages of akhirah, Allah Pak makes it such that the pious people, Allah Pak takes away the fear. And the next thing that Allah Pak takes away from the pious people is grief. Grief is normally about the things of the past, that now, for one, he is worried about himself, and what about now grieving about the children, the family, the people, the friends, all the people that are dependent on me. So that grief, Allah Pak takes it away from the pious people. Then those who have iman, Allah Pak is explaining, who are these pious people? Those who have iman and adopt taqwa, for them shall be glad tidings in the life of this world and in the year after. There is nothing that can change the words of Allah. This is the greatest success. The greatest success is this. In other words, a person being able to bring iman and being able to pass away in the condition of iman. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا. This is regard to Maryam alayhi salam, that when she was about to give birth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to her that shake the trunk of the date palm towards you, causing fresh ripened dates to fall on you, so eat and drink. So this is why he brought this ayat of the Quran. You know a date palm, how strong it is, how firm it is. Can you just shake a date palm and cause all the dates to fall? And this is the miracle that Allah Pak has made for Maryam alayhi salam. She could just shake the date palm and cause it to fall close towards her, so that now in that condition she could have something and get some type of energy. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابَ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Again with regards to Maryam alayhi salam, that she was in a completely closed chamber, completely closed. When we went to Palestine, we managed to see the chamber of Maryam alayhi salam. That she was in this completely closed chamber. In other words, there's no access to the outside world. There's nobody coming there except her clothes. But every time Zakariya alayhi salam went there, he found food by her. And not just food, beautiful out-of-season fruit. Out like exotic fruit and type of food there by her. So this surprised him. He asked, "Oh Maryam, from where did you get this?" She replied, "It is from Allah subhanahu wa min indillah." It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak provides for whom He pleases without count. In other words, you don't need access to the outside world. If Allah Pak wants to provide for you, He'll provide from His source. When Zakariya alayhi salam saw this, then he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can grant this to her, you can grant me a child. He wanted a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him a child after that. But this dua, like we did yesterday, 40 years he made dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted. Therefore dua also, person doesn't lose patience. He has patience. At old age, Allah Pak had granted Zakariya alayhi salam a child. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِذِي أَعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأُوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ بِرْفَقَا وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. This ayat is to do with the Ashab-e-Kahf, those people that had taken refuge in the cave. 309 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken care of them in the cave. They had no food, they had no drink. Allah Pak had caused them to sleep in the cave and rest. This is also from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here also he brought this ayat of Quran to show that these supernatural acts with regards to these pious people are haq, it is 100% true, is nothing far-fetched. This is the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak says, when you have separated yourselves from them, when they had left those non-believers, those unbelievers, disbelievers, and separated themselves from them and what they worship besides Allah, then seek, Allah Pak is telling them, seek refuge in the cave. May your sustainer shower his mercy upon you and make your objectives easy to reach. You will see that when the sun rose, it would pass by the cave on the right, and when it would set, it would pass by on the left. And this is such a beautiful thing, that if anybody happens to see it, this cave is said to be in Jordan. There is another view also. But the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such, that they would get sunlight, there was a small opening from the top. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had caused the sun that when it would come, it would rise, that sunlight would come directly through. And when it would set again, they would get sunlight coming. So the sunlight is so important for a person to survive. And another thing the ayat of the Quran says, that Allah Pak had caused them to toss from side to side. Only now recently doctors have found, if a person sleeps on one side for very, very long, he gets bed sores. So he slept for 309 years. It was the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he had caused them to toss from side to side, so that even those bed sores and that injury that comes to one side of the body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them. And the other miracle that we see of them is that without any type of food, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sustained them perfectly. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, and these are the miracles that I found. So therefore ulama explained is that you take care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders, the laws and the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you take care of, Allah Pak will take care of you. He could take care of the Ashab al-Kahf for 309 years in a cave. What is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of us? And the other thing that ulama explained is that to an extent that a person is subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that extent Allah Pak would make the elements of this world become subservient to him. To that extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things work out for him. And a person will see that things will just start working out one by one by one by one. He won't understand how come everything is working out so nicely. This is because this person is obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's keeping himself away from sin. And when it comes to keeping away from sin also, ulama explains, keep away from even those things that are doubtful. Anything that is doubtful, any business deal that is grey, is little bit shady, anything that is doubtful as far as our income is concerned, as far as our food is concerned, we stay away. There are so many things that are 100% clear. Rather we be in the clear than being in the grey area. So this is a sign also of a pious person. If he stays away from anything that is doubtful, any speech that is doubtful, anything that he listens that is doubtful, anything that he looks at is doubtful. There are so many things that are 100% perfect to look at, to talk about, to listen, to read, etc. Person only indulges in that. So this is a sign that the help and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with this type of person. May Allah give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.